The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Friday, the 19th of March, 2005. And we haven't done this in a while, so we'll have an open phone Friday today. Any topic is your choice. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast. I understand we're on 4D TV now. And, Paul, what channel was that? 953 on 4D TV. On the Internet, on satellite, on shortwave, on AM and FM, on... Well, we're on, folks. We're on for today's program. 800-313-9443. If you would like to opine... Certain subject matter you'd like to talk about, any questions you might have, please feel free. It's an open phone. You make the topic. We'll deal with it. Boy, you know, folks, why is it every time the government opens up its mouth, and I don't care who its representative or talking head is, they lie? From Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, I've had guests on the last couple of days, so I didn't get to talk about this. Former U.S. Marine who participated in capturing ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein said the public version of his capture was fabricated. Well, let's be more specific about that. It's the government's version. Ex-Sergeant Nadim Abu Rabah, I guess that's R-A-B-E-H, Rabah, of Lebanese descent, was quoted in the Saudi daily Al Medina Wednesday as saying Saddam was actually captured Friday, December 12, 2003, and not the day after, as announced by the U.S. Army. He said, I was among the 20-man unit, including eight of Arab descent, who searched for Saddam for 3 days in the area of Dur near Tikrit, and we found him in a modest home in a small village and not in a hole, as announced. We captured him after fierce resistance during the which a Marine of Sudanese origin was killed. He said Saddam himself fired at them with a gun from the window of a room on the second floor. Then they shouted at him in Arabic, you have to surrender, there's no point in resisting. Later on, a military production team fabricated the film with Saddam's capture in a hole, which is in fact a deserted well. I guess it was important to have a sniveling, hiding, crouching in a hole Saddam, rather than the guy standing on his own 2 feet, guns a-blazing. It was a little bit too easy, wasn't it, folks? You know, Saddam Hussein, you know, there's one thing I never thought this guy was, and that was a coward. Many people speculated when the heat was being turned up on Desert Dust Part 2 that Saddam would hit the highway or, you know, go hide in poppy fields in Afghanistan or something, but no. And again, you know, folks, does anybody have any trust in what the government says anymore at all? You know, we've been doing a good job with discovering who they are and what they are and how they flipped our government and, well, why we're living in a police state today. Got to trust them liars, right? Well, maybe you can. I can't.
Wait, doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. The atomic clock on the wall is telling me that it's the 19th day of March, and I looked at the next block, and it's 2009. Well, this is a preview of a show yet to come, folks. Boy, do we have people out there that are listening. How did this guy know that, I don't know, people must hang on many of my words here. I mean, it didn't take but a New York second to call in and say, hey, it's the 11th. It's not the 19th. It's the 11th. My question is why is my atomic clock that has not failed me before failed me now? Berkeroid rays, or I don't know. Maybe it's aliens, folks. I want to hear from people out there that actually think that Elvis is dead. Anybody believe that? I just had coffee with him last night. Am I priming myself for the new Jeff Rent spot here? Well, you must have heard the news, and I have heard, and I can't confirm this, that Georgia is being locked down. An incident that happened earlier today, a man was on trial for rape, grabbed a deputy's gun, and opened fire at an Atlanta courthouse on Friday, killing a judge and two other people before escaping and triggering a manhunt across several southeastern states. The authorities said that the suspect, a 33-year-old by the name of Brian Nichols, went on a rampage despite added security when he was found with homemade weapons hidden in his shoes the day earlier. Lieutenant, jeez. Oh, gosh. Let me just get through the story, and I'll save the comments to the end. Lieutenant Governor Mark Taylor confirmed that Superior Court Judge Roland Barnes and his court reporter were killed. He gave no other details in announcing the deaths in the state Senate. A deputy died later at the hospital, authorities said. Now, witnesses said the gunman carjacked a car, and authorities were searching for a green Honda Accord with Georgia license plate number 6584YN that was hijacked from a newspaper reporter. Fulton County Sheriff Lieutenant Clarence Huber identified the suspect as 33-year-old Brian Nichols, who was on trial for rape and other charges stemming from an incident in August. Deputies overpowered. The suspect got the gun by overpowering a sheriff's deputy while he was being escorted within the courthouse. Assistant Police Chief Alan Dreher said. Then he shot and wounded the deputy and went to the courtroom where his trial was due to be held, holding a dozen people there at bay for a short time before shooting and killing the judge and a court reporter. Another deputy was later killed outside the courthouse. You know, the story continues. We're working very diligently, they say, to bring the suspect to justice. The injured deputy was under sedation. Doctor said she was wounded in the head. Well, let me interject here. He stole a female's gun and shot her in the cheek, in the face. Now, folks, wait a minute here. Here is a country that's just loaded for bear, and we're expecting anything from, you know, Osama bin Laden and his boys to show up on any street corner in this country. How is it that somebody that, as the story goes, and I'll have to believe it until I see evidence to the contrary, or I'll have to take it with a grain of salt. I'm reading this story, and I know that there's more facts about this story. This story was actually done a few minutes ago, and it's amazing how many details are not in this. But the guy had weapons in his shoes they discovered the day before. And he stole a female deputy's gun. Now, folks, I've never been a fan of women being in any kind of uniform, except maybe meter mating. And I'm sure that's probably the descendants of Helen Gurley Brown's school of thought are probably going to disagree with me. And, you know, you women out there, you've been trying real hard to be equal to men. Well, I got news for you. You aren't. Now, some cops will say that I've been partnered up and I've dutied with women. And, well, I've seen some of these women. They cease to be women. Men, when they pin on a badge, don't cease to be men. But it seems as women, when they put on a gun and a badge, they cease to be women. They want to be like men. They've got to act like men. They're with the boys. Well, I'm sorry, folks. You know, women should just not be in uniform. They shouldn't be in foxholes. They shouldn't be on Navy ships. They shouldn't be wearing police uniforms. They're just not cut out for it, physically cut out for it. And the only thing, and it's been my opinion, the only reason why there hasn't been more incidences or deaths with women cops is because, by and large, people respect law, or at least what they perceive to be law, and its representative. As a matter of fact, I go out of my way to be more polite to a woman in uniform because, well, she needs it. Maybe to make up for somebody that's not quite as polite. And this is not a bash against women. I am concerned that they're in uniform. So this guy, that they kind of figure maybe something might have been up. I mean, this guy's in a high-rise building, folks. Steals a gun, holds people hostage from a woman deputy, shoots her, kills three people, makes it to the street, and makes his getaway. I mean, this is in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know what else to say about this. It's sad. It's tragic that people died. And a goofball that's in court for a possible rape conviction is now a multiple murderer, and he's on the run. Well, groovy. But is there a lockdown of Georgia? Has there been martial law? I've been hearing reports that schools are being locked down. Why? What, is this guy going to go into a first-grade class to learn his ABCs or something? Is he going to take a break and have milk and cookies with the boys down at the local elementary school? I don't think so. But this is part of the conditioning process for the public that, oh, we've got a dangerous criminal out there. I'm going to tell you what, folks. Yeah, criminals on the run are dangerous. But what are the chances that he's going to end up in a school someplace? And another thought occurred to me. You know, we have these signs all across the country, the Amber Alert signs. And I was thinking, well, isn't that nice that they use those signs for little kidnapped children? But, well, they don't use them for wanted felons. Not yet, anyhow. But they will. Trust me on this one, folks. Anybody that thought that those big old beautiful signs out there with all its computer controls and readouts, digital readouts and all that stuff, is going to be just for kidnapped children in this country, well, think again. Now, some people think it's a great idea. If you break the law, you should be able to, any way, any which way they can catch you, deal with you, whatever the case may be, it's all fine and dandy. Well, folks, the only problem with that thinking is one day that you may see the description of your vehicle with your license plate up there, and, well, heretofore you were not really considered a criminal, but what's going to be considered as being a criminal in the future? I do believe that they will use these signs for such things as terrorist alert. You mix it up with the government, maybe, and, well, I mean, we got marshals arresting people over tax issues. I mean, they're serious about collecting their due, or what they think they're due. Some never do. How do you do? I don't. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to comment and say that y'all are doing a great job, and I like everything that y'all stand for. I was actually in the Capitol this weekend. We were doing a big rally up there with ACORN. There was 800 of us.
What is ACORN?
ACORN is a Association of Communities for Reform Now. We believe in like the minimum wage, raise the minimum wage, and we don't believe in the privatization of Social Security and none of that. And I've actually had a chance to go and talk to senators about what's going on and what was their stand on this, and none of them really wanted to listen to me or hear me. I got the feel of a lot of zombies walking around in the Capitol, like a big chaos going on up there. We'd happen to have a chance to talk to Ms. Hillary Clinton and Senator Kerry about what was going on and everything, and they agree with us. They're not agreeing with the president's privatization of the Social Security. And we also got to talk about predatory lending. That's a big issue that nobody really wants to talk about up there.
How do you mean predatory lending?
That is these people that are, these banks that are preying on, or these income tax places that prey on low-income, middle-income people on their income credit, give them rapid refunds and charge them about 200 or 300% for doing it. It's a total ripoff. We provide free income tax refund filing for the lower income people, and we actually did some actions against a couple of them and closed down a couple of them actually.
Well, predatory lending. When you said that statement, I think of the credit card companies. The lower income level you are, the higher the interest rate, which is the argument goes that, well, because you're more of a credit risk, or you may not have as much as a credit history, that you're a bigger risk to the credit card company. But the funny thing about this is that you're monetizing debt. You go out and charge up a bunch of stuff on a credit card. You basically created that debt out of thin air. You enable these people then to zap you with high interest rates. I'm not for government regulations here, but, I hate credit card companies more than I do the overreaching and overregulating federal government. Hang on a second there, Mike. We'll bring you back after the break. 800-313-9443. Want to join us on this bright, sunshiny, Texas day. We'll be right back.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well, real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Just in from Roger in Pennsylvania, Osama was just spotted with Waldo escaping from the Elvis Mausoleum. More news at 11. Mike in Texas, I'm glad that you, what prompted you to get this little organization together?
Well, actually, this, they've been around, the organization has been around, it's a nationwide organization. We actually are starting an organization down here in San Antonio that deals directly with politicians. We're able to endorse a certain politician. Acorn itself cannot do that, but we want to have it just gives the people just a message to the people that they do make a difference if you go out there and do and you're able to go. I mean, look at me. I went up to the Capitol and I was able to talk to my senators and talk to the Congress and tell them, hey, you know, I need to know how you feel about these particular issues and. You know, tell me how you feel, and, you know, I'll go ahead and see whether or not I'm going to vote for you next year or put you back in that office, even though I'm only one person. But as a mask, we do make a difference.
Well, I don't know. Years ago, I visited a Michigan State Senator, and I suggested to him, because they were considering all sorts of legislation that you and I might consider to be unconstitutional, and the guy was sitting in his office with just a wall full of law books. And I asked a simple question. I said, you know, he kind of understood Second Amendment issues. Every year in October, we'd go up there because they had a UN flag-raising day. the mayor of the mayor of the city was, well, after a while, he was very paranoid about coming out. First year we were up there, and it was pretty amazing. Everybody with American flags, and it was always cold and rainy and windy, but it made for good pictures. The American flag standing out, and hundreds of people around surrounding the Capitol, and everybody was cool. But except the SWAT team members that they would place on roofs, you know, just to shoot people in case they got ordered to or they felt like it. I don't know, but you know, this guy, I said, what I would consider to be more of value, I said, why don't you introduce legislation into the House that these people have to take a constitutional test before they become before they're sworn in. And he looked at me, and he didn't quite understand that. I said, I'll bet you can quote cases. You got law books. I bet you, if I mention a case, you could probably quote out of it. I said, but what about the Constitution? You know, you being a lawyer and now a legislator, you're all wrapped up with, your buddies and your pals. And I said, but what do you know about the Constitution? You know, what exactly do you know about it? He professed he was stupid. I mean, he actually told me that in his office. Well, yeah, the system has been flipped, my friend, and if we think we're going to get any justice out of these characters, I don't know. But good luck with your organization, Acorn.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. BL in Texas. Hello, BL.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I was calling in as an addendum with a what-if list for Desi and Bill's program yesterday, but... this Brian Nichols thing in Georgia, Fox was originally reporting that in addition to being charged with rape, false imprisonment, aggravated sodomy, burglary, aggravated assault with intent to rape, no driver's license, and no insurance.
Well, there's a crime.
That he was unlawfully in possession of a machine gun. Now, they have since dropped that charge, but talk about somebody that probably should have been watched a little more carefully. Does this sound to you like, now that we've left the gate open and all the cows have gotten away, we're going to spare no effort trying to get them back? I mean,
well, and this reminded me when they're coming out with this story and they were hot to get all the information they could about this guy. Do you remember the guy a couple of weeks ago that he was being accused of murdering the judge's, what was that, the judge's, the woman's husband and, I guess, father? Remember that story?
Oh, in Tyler.
Yeah, well.
There was a shooting in Tyler at the courthouse domestic, I think.
No. This was all over the news a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but the thing about it is they were going after a white supremacist, and they had fancy pictures of him giving him the high, Heil Hitler salute and all this other stuff, and it turns out it's some guy that was miffed because this judge, an adjudication, this judge denied him a lawsuit, and I guess the guy had mouth cancer and all sorts of other things. Well, when they approached his vehicle, just for a routine stop, burned out taillight, the guy shoots himself. Turns out that it looks like he was the shooter in this case, but look how fast they were to go after some white supremacist out there. You know, and I was watching this story today, and I was like half paying attention. I had to watch the newsreel again to get more of the facts on it, but immediately when I saw that, I hearken back to the case a couple of weeks ago. You know, how they come out with an absolute, they just pull this out of thin air. They come out with a whole litany, and they build a case against somebody in the media. The guy didn't have anything to do with it.
It's like an instant spin cycle, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's so embarrassing. It's got to be embarrassing for these people, unless they don't care of the inaccuracies they report. It's got to be embarrassing. I mean, if the media is not lying to you and spinning, the government is.
Having completely lost sight of their duties and responsibilities, they continually redouble their efforts.
Yeah, the guy's name was Bart Ross. You know, I mean, this guy evidently, from the evidence that's been gathered so far, the guy used a .22. You know, it's .22. That's the favorite gun of hit guys, by the way. They capture this guy, but what about this guy that they're accusing of being a white supremacist and the number one target in a case? Where'd that information come from? You know, if I was that guy, I'd be all over. I'd be suing the snot out of these people. But I guess if you're considered to be a white supremacist in this country, you don't have any rights anyhow. Thanks for your call, BL. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. Lines are open.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, the story on the Lefkow murders, and this was the letter to NBC Channel 5 that Lefkow, that Bart Ross, rather, left. The morning after murder suspect Bart Ross killed himself during a traffic stop in West Allis, Wisconsin, staff members of the television newsroom of NBC 5 in Chicago discovered a handwritten letter that had been mailed to the station bearing the signature Bart A. Ross. A letter was handed over to FBI agents Thursday morning, and NBC 5 shared a facsimile of the 3-page text with the Tribune. It goes as follows. This is his letter. I regret killing husband and mother of Judge Lefkow as much as I regret that I have to die, for the simple reason that they personally did to me no wrong. There are much victims, as I am over 12 and a half years. I'm just reading it the way he wrote it. I broke into the utility room to Judge Lefkow's house at 4:30 a.m. to spend all day there, and in the evening to get Judge Lefkow and then others, whoever I could get. But Mr. Lefkow discovered me in the utility room about 9 a.m., he had office next to utility room in the basement. I had no choice under the circumstances to get my justice, but to shoot him straight not like Channel 9, WGN 9 p.m. news stated, in the back of the head. Then I heard a voice, Michael, Michael, so I looked to the hallway in the basement and saw an older woman. I had to shoot her, too. I followed with a second shot to the head, in both cases to minimize their suffering. A kind guy. For years, I was caring about depriving one justice to no effect. There's an expletive here. Understood nothing. Court of Appeals made decisions on November 29, 2004. This was absolute an end to me because of no possibility. And again, there's a word that's illegible, or so they say in the transcript, any resources to continue to U.S. Supreme Court. What, and in other words, illegible here, have the same end anyway because they are all judges. On February 4, 2005, I had to vacate previously owned house. What I extended to February 14, 2005, after 12 and a half years, Nazi style, and again, illegible, they say, I still procrastinated with putting into effect getting my justice. Although I considered myself dead or finished completely, I missed, and again, another illegible word, opportunities. Since February 14th of 2005, I lived in my car moving around, and when I got numb enough to care about nothing, I finally did it on February 28, 2005. In me, there was 12 and a half years of, and again, illegible, end knowledge, it says. I am already dead because the listed expletive doesn't know how to let live. After I shot husband and mother of Judge Lefkow, I had a lot of time to think about life and death. Killing is no fun, even though I knew I was already dead. I was a product of the entire civilization of humanity, historically speaking, and all the people of goodwill, let's say, ergo, Mother Teresa, etc., affected me. I was helped by two doctors and an attorney from Texas who gave me these doctors. To make a story short, I gave up further killings on about 1:15 p.m. on February 28, 2005, and left Judge Lefkow's house. I still approached Dr. Briel's house in Northbrook and Judge Bronstein's house in Glencoe. Judge Lefkow was number one to kill because she finished me off and deprived me to live my life through outrageous abuse of judicial power. And the sister, I don't know what this word is. It doesn't make any sense. Of the judicial office, Judge Lefkow, to her neighbors, is a church-going angel. To me, Judge Lefkow is a Nazi-style criminal and a terrorist. And then there's another word after that that says expletive. By giving up further killings, I let them live. What they took away from me, they practically murdered me, and in this way, they murdered my murdered husband and mother of Judge Lefkow, and although I killed them, I am not a murderer. U.S. soldiers who killed innocent Afghans, Iraqis, etc., are not considered murderers, including Judge Lefkow, are murderers by depriving me the right to live. I still would be lucky to make a number of killings. I had a .22 with a noise reducer, relatively quiet and effective. It's not difficult to make, he says, and I had a backup of greater force. I was not Mother Teresa and never tried to be, but as I said, in my life, I benefited from people's goodwill and sacrifice, and I hope that letting them live, at least a few, he says, will be more beneficial than killing them. Considering myself dead already for a long time, so like kamikaze, whatever the spelling, he says, I could, and in other words, illegible here, I could, illegible word, a few houses, or at least on a one-on-one basis of effective invasion of Judges Lefkow's house. I don't understand that. To end, damn you all, those whom I contacted, for not stopping violating me Nazi style for 12 and a half years and not letting me live. And damn you for converting this great country into Nazi style criminal and terrorist, which mutilated me Nazi style for over 12 and a half years and did not let me live. Signed, Bart A. Ross. Whoa. I'll let that one go without comment. Bill in Pennsylvania. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
It seems like this poor guy was a little delusional. If this judge was as evil as she apparently seems to be, maybe he just did her a favor. I don't know.
I
hate to say that,
yeah.
And be, you know, like, I guess I sound kind of cruel, but if she's that evil of a person, getting rid of her family, she'll get over it and keep on her evil path.
Yeah, you know, it didn't seem to me, I didn't see a whole lot of response from her. I don't know. From what I know on it, I can't make an opinion based on what I've seen because I haven't seen that much. But, you know, there's I got to tell you, I've seen enough federal judges and what they've been doing. And I'm in no way exonerating this individual.
Right.
For killing a judge's family. But
exactly.
There are judges, maybe some good will come out of this. Maybe judges seated on benches will quit considering themselves to be God Almighty.
Yeah, probably not her, but maybe somebody else will
hopefully.
See the example.
Hopefully.
And you had a previous caller that he had mentioned going to, I think, Washington to talk to some of his representatives.
Yeah.
I can't remember the organization he was with.
Acorn,
yeah, exactly. And I would say that that seems to be kind of a lost cause because, you know, and the one thing I appreciate about you, John, is you're attacking the problem with using sort of the same method against the source of the problem, like the media. The media has created this mind numbness that the country seems to be suffering with, and it would take, I think, media to get things back on track.
Well, and let me put it to you this way. I mean, I've said this before, Bill. If Rush Limbaugh in the grand poobah of the radio dial with his three-hour program every day, 15 hours of broadcasting per week, he's been doing this for, seems like, forever.
That's right. I remember listening to him in the early days.
Yeah. I mean, I did, too, because it was such new and different programming. You know, it was kind of cool, but then a lot of his diddle heads started to discover that, you know, this guy's not getting us anywhere. They started to look for other sources of information rather than plugging into Rush Limbaugh's brain every day.
Mm-hmm.
And started to learn that, you know, this guy's out for himself. He's the best paid pundit for the neocons and Republicans. The guy makes a ton of money every year. I mean, he can do whatever he wants to. You imagine what would happen to me or you? If we're out there with scripts of OxyContin and all this
other stuff,
I mean,
right.
we'd go to jail.
That's right.
And this guy's calling for people to, you know, these drug dealers should be shot. I mean, he's been quoted many times as saying that. But when the situation turns around, you know, you don't hear Rush Limbaugh saying, "Well, I ought to go kill myself."
No, we all have to forget about it.
Well, we do, and his ditto heads will forgive him. And you know, that's one thing. But if Dan Rather, before this guy retired, if he would have got up on his evening broadcast and said, you know, I've been a reporter for many years, I've been in front of this camera for 24 on CBS, and there's a few things that I have noted during my career, and if he just signed off by saying, you know, one of the big things that bothered me, and I looked into it, was, you know, this privatized money system we have in this country, you know, the illegal money.
Yeah, he had a chance to exonerate himself and be honest.
Well, and I mean...
That would affect, you know, his reputation and his money coming in.
5 minutes out of a 24-year career, I don't know if that exonerates him or what it does.
Well, it might have, but he didn't seize the opportunity.
Well, and a lot of people that are on the airwaves, I don't know what they think they're protecting. I mean, if they truly do love this country, I mean, are they get along boys? They don't want to lose their station in life or their popularity or notoriety or whatever the case may be. My point is if Rush Limbaugh or Dan Rather got up and start talking about some real news and start educating people about a few things, I mean, a lot of people in this country, Bill, believe what the talking heads are saying. I mean, they'll just accept it without any reservation of what they're saying.
Well, the talking heads that spew forth all this garbage, they're either one of two things, either delusional or they're just evil. And either way, we're sunk unless we get some kind of counterpart to go against this.
That's why I'm
really grateful for networks like RBN.
Well, we've got to get more people listening to it. And I know the key to this is the number of people that are awake that have taken the time to educate themselves, to really know the issues and the background on the issues as to, I'm not interested in effect, I'm interested in cause and effect. And you start eliminating the cause and the reasons why things happen, and then the things that happen will eventually go away. And I know this is a numbers game, you know, and I got on a tirade for about 2 months on this program about stupid bumper stickers. And some people emailed me and said, you know, maybe you ought to get off that thing. You know, why are you getting so upset about bumper stickers? But the point of it was that everybody says, well, we need more people. Well, how the heck are you going to get them? Are you going to take the time to have children, raise them, indoctrinate them, and then hopefully at the end of 18 or 20 years, we're going to have a brand new force of people that are highly educated, know about our... No, we don't have that kind of time. We need all people out there to take a look at what we're doing, what we're talking about, and is something as simple as a bumper sticker to let other people know where they can get information.
Mm-hmm.
About 500 people, through all the shows on this entire network, 500 people ordered the bumper stickers.
Oh, I'm one of them.
And I appreciate
I've got one in my car.
And I appreciate that.
But you know, I think the thing is, you know, people in general are predisposed to fear. You know, they don't want to upset their own apple cart and their own perceived view of what reality is.
Yeah.
And it's a process of educating. And when you try to educate somebody, and it, when it flies in the face of what they've, you know, grown up to believe, that's pretty traumatic. And well, most people don't want to go there.
But, Bill, the listeners of this program can't use that excuse.
That's true.
You know,
that's...
I mean, and what's the excuse? That I don't want to put a bumper sticker on my car because I love the way my car looks? Or, you know, we make bumper stickers and they're made out of vinyl, not that old nasty stuff that used to stick to your paint and your... I mean, these peel off of windows, paint, clear coat, it doesn't matter. It won't damage your car. But what reason, and I'm still, I still think about this, what reason out of the many, many people, we don't even have an accurate number of how many listeners to this network, but there is a whole slew of them, why we only got rid of 500 bumper stickers? Why? And I don't accept. They'll complain, they'll listen to the radio broadcast going, oh, isn't that terrible? But they'll hunker down, they won't do a doggone thing, they won't attempt to tell anybody else anything. And then the simplest thing I could think of, well, okay, we'll exonerate you. We won't put your neck at risk for ridicule. Just put a stupid bumper sticker on
mm-hmm.
your car. You know? Come on.
Well, you know, I've mentioned this kind of programming to a lot of people, and thankfully there's been a few that have, you know, gone on board, you know, and checked the programming out and listened to it. And a friend of mine that lives about 40 miles from here, I turned him on to this network, and he's... as a result, listening on a regular basis.
Well, and, that's good. But you know what the problem is, and after looking at this for a number of years, I do believe where we're at here presently, Bill, is everybody that is awake and paying attention, they're looking at each other. They're looking at other people. And they're waiting, I guess, to see a sign that a good number of people that they move in and out of their lives on a daily basis that more people are going to know about it. They're going to have the opportunity to have an open discussion and an honest and frank discussion with people about real issues, not what the politicians or the news people put out, but real issues that affect this country. I kind of likened it to, you know, sitting in an auditorium and hearing a speaker for the first time and not knowing exactly where this guy's coming from and not wanting to applaud too quickly, and they'll sit there. And they'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though the speaker may say something that they personally agree with, they won't punctuate that with their approval of applause.
Yeah, they're waiting for somebody else.
Bingo.
I gotta wait for the other clap first.
For the other person to start, and then they'll join in. And then pretty soon, you know, the speaker's really good, and he's motivating, and, you know, he's charged up and whatever. You know, he'll have the place standing and clapping before the evening's over. But I liken it to that. I mean, there's millions of people in this country who woke up, but the problem is we're a nation of 300 million. And osmotically, you can't leave people just out there adrift. You know, point them at that water. Let the horse drink if he wants to drink. If he's thirsty for knowledge, let him drink. But,
well,
my God, you got to tell him about it first.
I think it's a matter of timing, and I think, you know, certain people get exposed to this kind of reality, and it definitely is a wake-up call. And
I'll tell you, it's more than that for a lot of people. It's devastating.
Oh, yeah. But I think that, you know, collectively, when you get certain individuals that it can really make a difference because of their personality types, and they're more outgoing, and they're more enthused and exuberant about certain things that affect them personally. So they have a tendency to share that with their personal circle. You know, and I think the more people to get exposed to this kind of thing, and it is a wake-up call, slap in the face, it's a definite plus for this kind of movement, you know, of you know, reality, what's really going on in the world. And I think ultimately, you know, and you can't leave God out of the equation. You know, he's got people working on his side.
You know, I just ask people that don't subscribe to the God thing, you know, they think it's too controlling or whatever the case may be. I just simply ask, you know, where do you think morality comes from?
Exactly.
You know, where do you think ethics came from?
Right.
You know,
I mean, if not for that, then, you know, this old orb would have stopped spinning long ago.
Or there'd be a whole lot more dead people laying around. That's for sure.
But thanks, John. I appreciate everything you do, and I'm going to keep listening and turning other people onto the show.
Well, and I appreciate you doing that, and keep plugging. And thank you for trying to go out there and wake people up, not being afraid of being rejected, because, you know, I think that's also what stops a lot of people. They're afraid of being maybe ridiculed. I had a gentleman, and I'll tell you this after the break, I had a gentleman, a real nice guy, that stopped into the network yesterday, and he brought up the issue that he doesn't want to do anything that will go against God or the Bible prophecy. It was an interesting point. We'll talk about that right after this.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Back. As I started to say before the break, a nice man came into the network yesterday, and he wanted to ask me some questions, and we stood and we talked for a while. It was right after the program, and his concern was that he doesn't want to do anything against God, and the premise of it was that, you know, because of biblical prophecy or whatever, you know, that this is supposed to happen, so, you know, we go through the end times, and you know, Jesus returns and all that. And I had heard that before. And, Paul, I think you've heard that before also from various people. And to me, it doesn't ring true. Because the last thing that I think that God wants is to be subjugated by other men. Okay? I just don't see the logic in that, but people do believe that. And it's, I don't know, it's exasperating sometimes. You know, it's exasperating to me that we've gotten rid of 500 bumper stickers. And I'm going to put out the address. Maybe, just maybe, you'll consider what I'm saying here. We need a whole lot more people, folks. And how are they going to learn this? How are they going to know about the information that we put out if they don't know we're there? I'll give anybody a choice. You know, I'd considered giving up broadcasting a few times through these 12 going on 13 years of broadcasting. But part of it was, you know, pity party time, feeling sorry for myself or whatever the case may be. I'm human too. Some people picture me as being 6'8" and weighing 350 pounds and, you know, I can bench press a small house. Well, I'm not. I'm about 5'10", weigh about 180 plus. And I'm just a normal guy. But I happen to love my country, and I happen to love the people that love this country. And the reason that I sit down behind a microphone, the reason why we started this network, the reason why we're going to keep plugging at this as hard as we possibly can, is for the people out there that care because of people like yourself. You know, people are motivated. People do things because they have motivation. Some people have the motivation to do wrong things. Other people have the motivation to do right things. But the point is, they're motivated to do something. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon. God bless. I wanted to give you a little ammo for your opinion that God wouldn't want us to be weak because he tells us to be bold. It's a paraphrase because I don't have it memorized to quote exactly, but I believe it's 2 Corinthians 5:13 when Jesus asks, "Who will rise up and fight these wicked men for me?" And I also want to let you know that I stopped by RBN last month and picked up 20 citizens' rule books and 20 bumper stickers, and so far I've given out 6.
Okay.
I'm not doing it gangbusters, but the people I'm getting through to are waking up. One of them is a coworker that just started Monday of last week, and he's now listening to your program at least 4 hours a day.
All right, great.
So there are some out here, and we are trying, but a lot of these people are just cowards. They're cowards in their own life, so they're going to be cowards in this.
Well, and you know what? Being a coward, it doesn't necessarily have to be one for the rest of your life. You can change that right away.
But something has to happen to them before they'll do it.
And they'll be the first ones sitting around looking for help.
Yep.
But there may not be enough of us to be of assistance and render aid to that person, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they come after them or mess with them or whatever else, there may not be anybody there for them.
Correct. Complacency and apathy are killers.
Well, I'm telling you, it's proven historically, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, thanks for your call, Jim.
Take
I appreciate
care.
It.
God bless.
Okay. Robert, Carlos, Dylan, and others, hang on. We got a few lines open. This is an open phone Friday on this 11th day of March 2005. 800-313-9443. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right.
Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.